7. Meet Reverend Wright. On March 1, 2008, in an interview on Fox News' Hannity and Combs television show, Reverend Jeremiah Wright got into a heated exchange with co-host Sean Hannity, charging that Hannity knew nothing about black liberation theology because he had not read the writings of black theologians such as James H. Cone and Dwight N. Hopkins. "How many of Cone's books have you read?" Wright peppered Hannity with questions. "How many of Dwight Hopkins have you read?" This was an important exchange. Wright was insisting that the inflammatory remarks in his sermons at Trinity United Church of Christ, including the now famous remark, "No, no, no, not God bless America, God damn America," derived from years of teachings that had coalesced into a comprehensive theology known as Black Liberation Theology. Wright was correct in that we need to examine Black Liberation Theology itself in order to understand what he is preaching. Wright is not correct, however, when he suggests his sermons will be seen as less radical once we understand Black Liberation Theology. Black Liberation Theology is an inherently radical theology that owes its origin to radical black political thinkers, including Stokely Carmichael, Malcolm X, and Frantz Fanon. Barack Obama's political problem in running for president in 2008 is that denouncing Reverend Wright is not enough. Obama will have to renounce black liberation theology itself. However, Obama joined up with Wright and Trinity precisely because Wright's outspoken profession of black liberation theology matched the radical political ideology Obama himself professed as a direct result of the lessons he had learned from his life experience. Obama's political consciousness developed in the footsteps of his father's anti-colonial resentment against the British in Kenya. For this reason, Obama felt a personal identification with the revolutionary anti-colonial writings of Frantz Fanon. In Chicago, Obama advanced his radical ideology by working for a community organization driven by the principles of socialist radical Saul Alinsky. In his autobiography, Obama openly tells us that when reading the writings of the black radicals and civil rights figures of the 1960s, including Martin Luther King Jr., he found his greatest affinity with Malcolm X. Obama may denounce Wright today because Wright's radically outspoken statements and outlandish behavior are politically inconvenient to Obama's presidential run. Yet again, Obama joined Trinity United Church of Christ not by accident, but rather because the black liberation theology spoke to who Obama was and what he believed was true.